Worrying does not take away tomorrow's troubles. It takes away today's peace.
In this battle of life, it's hard to keep your head above the water. So win this fight.
In the last two episodes, I talked about two emotions. The first one is anger, and the second one is fear. Today, I'm addressing the third emotion that seems to plague solo moms. I mean, it plagues most people, but for solo moms, it's an ongoing battle. And this one is worry. You know, for years, I lay awake in bed, just wide awake, no matter how tired I was. I would lay awake worrying about what might be, what could be, what if it does. You know, I had a job and I had trouble at my job and people harassing me. So I lay awake worried that if I lose my job, what am I going to do? I worry that, you know, my kids are not going to get what they need. I worry about their safety. And I talk about some of these things at different times. And worry and fear seem to have a sort of kind of tangled relationship, right? In some ways, what you worry about could be described as fear, right? But I want to particularly address worry, because it's one of those things where you just borrow trouble, right? You make up stories in your head about what could, what might happen. And then you lay awake, can't sleep, because your mind is turning over those stories you keep telling yourself. And so your body doesn't get the rest it needs. And all day you're tired because you worry all night. I can relate to that. And when we have children, when we parent alone, when we're truly alone, you know, we tend to worry more because we don't have people to depend on. And, you know, there are times when we worry that the co-parent might take away the children from us, or they might refuse to give child support. Or in some case, you know, I've interviewed women who worry that their married husband, will try to kill them if they divorce them. Even though they're cruel to them, they worry and they live in fear, worrying about what could happen. Now, I am never going to say, I'm not one of those people who's going to say worrying is unjustified. What I would like to say is that there are other ways to live, to manage our emotions without constant worrying that stresses us out, that beat us down mentally and physically. Because when you can't sleep, you don't get the rest you need, you can't think to make life-changing decisions for you and your family. And so the onus is on you to control that worrying emotion, because you can't fix anything you're worrying about. That's another key, is that you cannot fix anything by worrying about it. Yes, you can consider it and try to find solutions, to whatever the issue is, whatever the challenge is. But we can't fix anything by worrying about them. So that being said, there is comfort to be gained from reading the word. Jesus says in Matthew 6:25, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." And in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Now, I know sometimes people don't want to talk about the Bible or Jesus or anything like that, but I love Jesus and he's been good to me. And so I just want to encourage you, you know, you read other books, read the Bible. You don't have to believe anything, just read it. And you will get comfort from these words. And in Psalms, it says, Psalm 55, you are encouraged to explore your feelings of anxiety and fear. And you can talk to God and ask him for guidance and deliverance. And in Isaiah 41:10, one of my favorite scriptures, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." So, if you want to know what the answer to my nights of worry, my fear, and my unrelenting anger, those three emotions that I've been talking about the last three episodes, if you want to know how I overcame, how I managed, and how I was able to find peace, is through these and other words from the scripture, is having an assurance that there is someone who cares about me. Listen, I never had a father, so I don't know what it's like to have a father. Some of you may know what it's like to have a loving father. I don't know what that is like. All I know is that I have accepted God as my father because he said he would be a father to the fatherless and a husband to the widowless. And so I went ahead and accepted that. I don't want to fight about it. I don't want to argue about it, what's real and not. All I know is what works for me. And that is what I'm sharing with you. If you want real peace, if you want to put your head down at night and fall into restful sleep, so you can get up in the morning, refreshed, and take care of your kids and go to work, and in the day you can think straight. If you want peace, solo mom, pick up the Bible and read. Pray. Don't be afraid and don't let the hurt of the past control your present. You know? And I love to say it because without God, I don't know where I'd be. Because I have been through some things over the last 20, 30 years, raising my children on my own, you know, just different things, abandonment by my parents, lots and lots and lots of things, three divorces. It has not been easy. I can tell you it has not been an easy life, but I can say with clarity, and I can say with assurance, and I can say with courage that God has been there for me, And it wasn't, but it wasn't until I accepted him, I accepted that he loved me and he actually cared. It wasn't until then, and it's still a work in progress. I mean, none of us is perfect, but you know, you learn day by day, you learn, because when life gets tough, if you don't manage it some way, in some way, shape or form, things will get tough and you want to take your life. Because, you know, I went through that. I went through a time when I wanted to commit suicide when my husband walked out on me with a 2 and a 4 year old. That's all I had, the 2 and the 4 year old, because he trashed the house and he took anything of value out of it, including the kid's piggy bank. And I was desperate, because I had 2 young mouths to feed and I was not working a job. I had just started a business. So I had no choice but to turn to one who could help me. So I am talking from some experience with Tough Life. And I encourage you to, you know, reach out to someone. You know, I went to therapy for 10 years as well. I belong to a church where half the time I just don't want to talk to anybody. But I made myself talk to people, not necessarily about my business, but just to have a conversation outside the bills and the kids and the drama and, you know, being too tired. And it helps. Connection helps. You can reach out to someone who will be encouraging to you. And reach out to me. Join Solo Moms Connect. You are worthy, Solo Mom. I hope that you found something useful from this series. Anger, fear, and worry. And in the next, I'm going to be talking about another series. The next 3 episodes will be on a more positive note. So stay tuned for that. I really appreciate you listening to Solo Moms Talk. And, you know, there are many times I feel like stopping this podcast. I mean, we are over 200. I think we're at 220 episodes. And sometimes I don't want to, but I think there are people still who are interested. I hope you are. And I hope you find this series, this twist in this podcast helpful. I really hope you do. And stay tuned for my ebook on these topics, because I want to just give you a free ebook where you can have all these scriptures, some that I've mentioned, and you know, other things that you could, you know, refer to, have it at your fingertip, and reach out to me. There's a link below if you want to talk. I'm here. Thank you.